Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Attention all high school juniors and seniors looking to play football at the collegiate level. Register for the Cleveland Browns High School Showcase. That's taking place on Sunday, March 9th. More than 50 college coaches have been invited. Space is limited to this event. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to register. Great place to get noticed if you're a high school football player at the junior or senior level. And joining us right now, this man's so busy, he just did his ESPN thing down the hall, and he just had to do another event, another deal, I don't know, with television across the way, but he's joining us right now. He is Sal Palantonio, and he is a frequent guest, I know, on this show. By his request, he told me, I want to be a regular on your show, and Sal, I aim to please.
It's great to join you again, Vic. How you doing?
I'm doing great. A couple of things have changed, I think, since we last talked about the Browns, like most of the coaching staff and the front office. Other than that, everything's status quo.
Well, I think you got a great head coach.
Okay, let's talk. Let's start with that. You know Mike Pettine.
I know Mike Pettine really well. Got a lot of respect for him. He's a straight arrow. He's a straight shooter. He's tough. He's going to bring aggressiveness to the defense. I just have a tremendous respect for Mike Pettine. And it was a shock to me that he got the job. You know, because,
really?
Yeah. Not because he doesn't deserve it, but because, you know, finally they figured out you need somebody like this guy. You know, he's going to bring a sense of discipline. He's going to keep people on schedule. He's going to have his eyes and ears open. His locker room's going to be under control.
Right.
And he's going to bring a sense of fun and aggressiveness to the defense. And he's not going to take really a whole lot of ancillary nonsense from a lot of players. This is a guy you need right now in that organization. Like him a lot. And you just got to get that offense fixed because he'll be able to coach the defense. He'll be able to coach the defense. And if there's one thing that we learned from Super Bowl 48, it's this. Younger, faster, stronger. Beats right. 606 points in the regular season. Right. Doesn't matter if you're a record-setting offense and your quarterback's going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
If you're younger, stronger, and faster, you're going to be better in the long run.
That makes sense.
And this is a great draft for that.
Yeah.
It's a deep draft at a lot of positions. People are saying it's among the deepest they've ever seen. This is the youngest draft of all time. Highest number of underclassmen ever.
Yep.
Highest number of underclassmen at this combine ever. So if you're going to find younger, faster, stronger, this is the place to do it. And Pettine learned from Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan picked some young, fast, explosive defensive players. And last year, that Jets defense, even while things were caving in offensively, that Jets defense played well.
They did. And I think when you think about that, we have the ability to make plays and get those younger guys that you're talking about and bring that toughness back to Cleveland that we've always had.
Got
to
have toughness.
We've always
in this division, you got to have that. Mr. Metcalf, you know that. Right. Got to have toughness in this division.
Definitely.
And in that city. And that's what Pettine's going to bring.
And Mike Pettine and of course, Ray Farmer, now the general manager. I know you're very familiar with Ray.
I am.
Because you're, again,
another
a
guy
Philadelphia
that I
guy. He was a linebacker down there. So, but before, let's back it up to this, though, Sal, because Joe Banner had a run that everybody would call shockingly brief, given the power with which he joined
the Browns.
Not
compared to Rob Chizinski.
And a little longer than
Rob.
That's
more shockingly brief.
Well, but they're both, I mean, they're both pretty surprising. So what I want to drive at with you, first of all, is because you know Joe well, too.
Yeah.
So what your thoughts when you first heard that, and you knew what he came in, because he had, in 19 years in Philly, he had nowhere near the level. He had a lot of power there, but he had a lot more when Jimmy Haslam basically made him the guy in charge of all things Browns. And now, you know, to decide 18 months or so later that he's no longer the guy, I mean, that's stuff that no one could have really projected. Let's face it.
No, I mean, it really isn't. And the turnover there is astonishing. And, you know, the fans don't deserve that in Cleveland. They just don't. They're still supporting the team.
Right.
They still have a great belief in the franchise and in the brand. And they've the one thing they've got to do is they've got to get stability in that organization. And stability to keep the players on schedule, know that there's a plan, and there's a long-term plan to win. You're in probably, you can make an argument, it's the toughest division in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
You can make an argument it's the toughest division in the league when you got Roethlisberger, Flacco, and a team like the Cincinnati Bengals. They're always tough to play. You know, and you're always the doormat. You're always the fourth team in the division.
Right.
So I think it's really important to get a sense of stability. I'm not sure if Mr. Haslam has that yet, but he has moved in the right direction, I think, in terms of Patton and Farmer.
Okay. What do you like about Ray Farmer?
Football guy. Pure and simple. Football guy. And not for nothing, I think it was very important to get an African-American in the front office.
Sure. Oh, in the National Football League, where, frankly, that's where the league has fallen short, but not so short as it was, or not as short as it was years ago. It's getting better.
A guy like him, he's plugged in.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to help this team build properly because he's just a football guy. He's not interested in publicity. He's not interested in doing interviews. He's not interested in TV.
Meat and potatoes.
Totally.
Right. Yeah.
This guy's just nuts and bolts, meat and potatoes. Exactly. He's just football. He's all ball all the time. Same thing with Pett. And I think Cleveland will warm up to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, especially when Ray Farmer, he's a guy who's actually played the game and players respect that. And
I think so.
A lot of times when you have somebody running the ship who's actually played, people can't say, well, I don't have to listen to him. He doesn't know what it takes to get it.
But I don't want to sugarcoat it. You know, I mean, this is a long road. I mean, this is a long road. They got to find a way to A, bring stability. B, bring in young, fast, tough players. And most important, they've got to stabilize the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And that's a tall order in that division. So
do you see it more doable just because of the quarterbacks that are touted in this draft, the big three that we talk about in Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel, and Blake Bortles, among others? That and the fact that, the Browns have some cap space. They could be doing a lot of different things to enhance their roster. But do you see, and there's a guy named Brian Hoyer still on the roster who did, in a very brief snapshot, some impressive work. Are you liking the potential for this team to get that quarterback position right?
I don't know, because I don't know enough about these quarterbacks. Stuff has to transpire here and in the workouts in order for me to make a good judgment. I'm not just going to give you a TV snap judgment about a player. I don't see these players like I see NFL players. I need more information on all three of them. I think right now what I know about them, none of them is franchise worthy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I need more information before I'll say yes or no.
Franchise worthy now or franchise worthy eventually or never franchise worthy?
I think franchise worthy now.
So for Kyle Shanahan's offense right now, do you foresee him trying to maybe go get a Kirk Cousins and bringing him here?
That's a mistake.
You think
Kirk Cousins is not a long-term option, especially for a second-round pick.
Isn't he Brian Hoyer already? I mean, don't they already have Kirk
Cousins? I don't give
up
a second-round pick for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
If they're shopping Kirk Cousins, that means they're eventually going to release him. You can get him for a lot less than a seventh-round pick.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I would say Matt Castle's a better option.
You and the rest of the ESPN crew covering this thing very thoroughly, all angles. What are the storylines that intrigue you? And I know there's a few of them at this one, but what in particular, Sal, are you looking at this combine?
I think the biggest one is what I said before. Right now, the league has got to be standing up on both feet, all 10 toes, and saying, Pete Carroll destroyed a team that scored 606 points with younger, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
If I'm an owner of a team, I'm saying, are you kidding me? This guy with a quarterback who threw the ball less than 25 times a game came in and blew that team out 43-8. Everybody better be paying attention, because if we're not getting younger, faster, stronger, you're not doing your job.
And you don't have a chance to get to where they got, which is the whole goal here.
No, because right now there's three classes of teams right now. Seattle and San Francisco, a whole bunch of teams that want to be Seattle and San Francisco, and a whole bunch of teams that are have-nots.
That's fair. That's an accurate assessment. I can't argue with that. No, I think that's what we got. That's what we're looking at. And you just said it, and it's the AFC has got to look for its answer. I mean, every team in both conferences.
Look at it from this perspective. How many Denver Broncos would start on the Seattle Seahawks team right now?
I don't know.
Maybe two.
Three?
Two or three?
Two, three.
And they're
that's
all on offense.
That's a big gap.
Yeah, they're all on offense. Yeah, that's a big gap.
And they're all on offense.
I'll take the rest of the Seahawks. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Sal.
It's a big gap.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
Your time and
thanks
your insights. Right. The best. You're the man. He is Sal Pal from ESPN. Sal Palantonio joining us. We're going to hear next from Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. Their insider will be here. The guests come fast and furious. That's what we do. That's how we roll, Eric.
I see.
You see it?
But I'm up for the challenge.
I know you are. You're handling it beautifully. He is Eric Metcalf with me, Vic Carucci, here at the NFL Scouting Combine at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. There's no